Hey everyone, it's Melody here from Equine Entrepreneurs. I'm a business coach for horse business owners from all around the world, but this podcast I'm going to chat to you a little bit about my Irish sport horse JD and relate it back to a business lesson for you guys. It's interesting how an unusual and quirky mannered Irish sport horse can have so many business lessons, but it is how it is. So today's discussion is about what drives JD. Now, I call him the stomach on legs. He is a very, very food-oriented horse. And if you've listened to any of my podcasts before, you've probably heard me talking about him being a treat slut, forgive the term, but he is very, very insistent that he needs to be fed all the time. And if hay gets delivered, he will stand and call out to the hay delivery man as though he's starving to death. And let me assure you, he's not. In fact, he's probably needs to go on a diet now. He's a little bit porky just at the minute. But he's a food-oriented horse. He loves his food. And that is the only time he'll exert himself is if there's food involved. So when I bring the horses in the evening, so they come into their walk-in, walk-out stables. I have two horses. The other one is Phantom, my Anglo-Arab. The only time JD will run is from once he gets to his yard gate, and he will charge into his stable 100 miles an hour and go straight to his feed bin, which is normally empty because he's beaten me to it and I haven't actually got to feeding them yet. But as soon as I go outside, he's like, oh, well, it's dinner time. I'm going to run for the feed bin. And I might add, anytime after 3 p.m., he does that as well. And I'm like, mate, it's 3:45. It's far too early for dinner. Go back out. He'll stand there forlornly and call out a couple of minutes and then realise that it doesn't matter what he does, he's not going to get fed. And he goes back out. But, you know, some horses like to run around the paddock and, you know, kick and buck and fart and do all those fun things. Like, he doesn't do a lot of that. There is a little bit of running and playing when him and Phantom get a bit arced up, particularly on cold days. They like to play the wild stallion game. They nip each other's legs and rear up at each other. They don't play particularly hard, nothing, you know, the rugs get ripped every now and then, but they don't run far. They do a bit of running, but they don't run far. He certainly doesn't choose to run for no reason. He's not that horse. And the same thing under saddle. If I were to sit on him and just let him take control, he's never ever going to get out of a walk, ever. With me not even holding the reins, I could do almost anything. I actually have to raise my own energy and then be fairly insistent that I want him to do anything outside of a trot. Once the energy builds in him, he will exert himself and he will go. But if I stop riding, he stops going. He is that horse that if you sort of sit passively in the saddle, he'll just like collapse back into walk because he's really conserving his energy. Doesn't go to any extra effort than he has to. Essentially, he's driven by his reward, and his reward is food as far as he is concerned. And I think the lesson here that he is sharing with us is that JD has this goal in life, I reckon, and it's something about eat, sleep, maybe a bit of play, repeat. And maybe play includes a bit of love because he's a very smoochy horse. He does love to hang out, and you know, when he hangs out with me, he'll stay for ages. I can sit in the paddock for an hour and he will stay with me for that whole time. And for that whole hour, his nose will be somewhere touching my body, rearranging my hair, nipping my jeans, whatever. So he's all over me. He very much loves all over me. But I think in general, he is just driven about food. He just wants to eat. Anytime anyone goes outside, we've got like around our house, we've got like a security fence, which is keeping the dogs into the house yard. It keeps them safe. And one of the gates, it's quite old. It's maybe 20 years old. And the gate is a bit wonky and a bit loose and it makes like a clicking noise. And as soon as he hears the clicking noise, he starts calling out. It doesn't matter what time of the day it is, but he knows that someone clicking that clicky gate is heading his way, because the only two things that you'll go to if you go through that gate is the hay shed or the stables. And he's hoping that we're going to go to the hay shed first and then come to him and bring him, you know, another bale of hay for him to eat or whatever. I don't have an alarm clock at the moment. I don't need one. 5:45 in the morning, he starts making a noise in the stable and calling out. Very, very talkative horse, driven by food. So I think one of the things that I'm trying to relate to you guys for business is his goal is all about food. So everything he does is about food. It's about getting food. It's about getting to the food fastest. It's about being around the person that can feed him. It's about calling out, telling somebody that he's constantly starving to death. It's about being where the food is. You know, the guy came and delivered some packs of hay the other day, and I had to get him to leave about 50 bales of hay just sort of halfway between the paddock and the tack room, and then we had to move it later. And JD stood and looked at the hay and started calling out to it as though it was going to grow legs and come to him. Like, mate, there is no point calling out to that hay. It cannot get to you. And I'm not letting you out because you will trash that whole thing. So he's just driven by his reward. So here's my question to you. Are the things that you are doing in your life and in your business, are they actually heading you towards the goals that you have? I mean, to start with, do you have goals? But secondly, is what you're doing following your goals? Because that's really important. In fact, it's everything. Some people find that when we ask this question, that they may actually realize that they're actually helping somebody else achieve their own goals, and they're letting their own goals, their goals, be set aside. Or they're getting bogged down in the small day-to-day stuff that might feel important at the time, but long-term, not helping them reach their goals. So whilst JD's addiction to food is always a short-term goal, it's a short-term goal for him to eat hay. It's also a long-term goal for him to eat hay. Well, he's not fussy what he eats. He generally would eat anything that I fed him. I can't pretend to feed him something silly because he genuinely would stick it in his mouth. I caught him licking the bottom of a tree this morning. And I messaged my friend who is a horse herbalist, and I sent her a concerned message going, my horse is licking the bottom of the tree. It sort of looks like he's eating dirt. And she came back and she said, and I can't remember what it was something about perhaps there's a magnesium deficiency, or he might be looking for a mineral, or he might be looking for something or other else. And then she said, but it's JD. Don't forget, kids just sometimes eat Play-Doh. And we both laughed because actually that's quite what JD's like. He just likes to eat stuff, and there's not much feed in the paddock here at the moment. And most of their hay for the morning was gone, so maybe he just decided to lick the tree. I don't know. We'll get some minerals just in case, but, you know, one of those things. So go and have a look at your goals and think about what you've done in the last fortnight, and make sure that there has been some time spent on working towards your goals. And if there hasn't, then right now, get your diary open and schedule in some time to work on your own goals, to do something that can help you reach what you are wanting to achieve. Because it's a very fast way to end up feeling frustrated and disappointed if all you focus on is the in-the-moment stuff of day-to-day things in your business that are short-term, helping other people achieve their goals, saying yes to everything, even if it doesn't serve your business, discounting beyond belief just to make people happy, even though you're losing money. All of those sorts of things, stuff that I see all the time as a business coach, I see people doing it all the time. It's really easy to lose sight of your goals. So that's JD's lessons for the day. I hope that you guys can go now and look at your goals and get something from this and work towards your own goals. But until next time, have a great afternoon. See you later.